I know, because the cruise, first of all, I turned down the job at the cruise ship. I'm not saying they're bad. It's a bad job. Some people join and they're in for 30 years and they love it. But at the time that I got hired for this Pride of, oh, it was called Pride of America, and it went to Hawaii. And I was like, ooh, Hawaii, oh my God. I was going to be a bartender, and they paid them $1,200 a month. A month. $1,200 a month.
Yeah.
As a bartender, yeah. If you work at a like a good place, you make $1,200 a week. You know, and
maybe exactly.
Like in Miami, for instance, or New York. So I was like,
yep.
I'm not taking a pay cut. I'm so skilled, like I am an expert bartender. I should be the bar manager, not, you know, making $1,200 a month as a service bartender. Right. And I was like, no, there's no way. Like, but you don't have to pay for food or room and board and travel. And I'm like, but still, that's working for $2
that still doesn't
an
make
hour,
up for it. Yeah.
For 12 hours a day, seven days a week. Because they don't get days off. They get one day off a month or something like that. Or 2 days off a month. I was like, this doesn't
Exactly.
This doesn't sound legal, first of all. I'm like, I don't know.
And then,
you know, as desperately as I wanted to work on the water. Sorry, what?
No, I'm saying when I was researching the cruise ship industry and trying to get into it, and then making the comparison between yachting and cruise ships, I was like, this yachting thing seems a bit more fair. Like,
definitely more lucrative.
The thing is like working at the hotel.
It's the yes, there's some downsides, but like it's worth it. The sacrifice is worth it because you're making a fair amount of money, and you know, you don't have to pay your bills. Like really, like you have your own bills, but like you don't have to pay to live.
Yeah.
And like, so like there's so many perks to it, but I just thought that was outrageous to work on a cruise ship and make that kind of money. I was like that. When you do the math, I'm like, what are they making? Like $20 a day? Like, that's crazy to me. And this was like 2015 or 16. It wasn't even that long ago. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
really?
That, yeah. And there was another, I was going to go work at a ski resort because I was like, okay, I'm not going to work at a cruise ship, but screw that. I'm going to go to a ski resort, right? Like, that sounds really cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
And very rich and very like, you know, I'm like money. Yes. Same thing. Same thing.
Right.
The same. And you have to pay. They give you a discount to live there at the resort for $300 a month, but you still have to pay. And I was like, all right,
oh, wow.
What else am I going to do? And then yachting came into it. And I was like, entry level, you know, 2,500 euros minimum. And I was like, okay, that's fair. As an unskilled entry-level person, I think that's fair, you know? Some people still complain nowadays, but, like, for me, I've worked in places where you don't get anything, and you work really hard. So, like, I'm like, oh, this is fine, you know? Like, you could be working on a cruise ship making $1,200 a month. So this is great.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So it's just funny the way that it works out. So what are your, like, how long do you plan on staying in the industry? Much longer? Or are you going to, like, I mean, starting 10
Not
years ago,
much longer. Yeah, starting 10 years ago, it was, you know, it takes a toll. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to go into
it. My back hurts.
Eventually. Yeah, eventually it's like, okay, I'm tired now. I'm really tired. But not much longer. The program that I'm in right now is actually a really good one. So I like this one. The crew and I get along, which is very rare.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about
it. The crew is really awesome. But it's, for me, I'm ready to settle down and be more stable you know, in one place. So maybe another, I don't know, 3 years, maybe
five.
I don't know.
Do five more years, boom, retire, start your own business.
Something. I'm in the process of doing that now, So that's what I'm saying. Maybe three. Okay. Maybe three.
Yeah. Do you have any extra skills that, like, are you a masseuse or hairdresser, makeup artist, yoga, diving? Do you have any extra skills that you bring to the table?
So about 3 or 4 years ago, I started getting into nails. And so I've always liked doing, well, not doing, but I've always liked watching people do nails and see how creative they can be. And I can't draw to save my life, but I learned the skill. And so I have like a press-on nail business that I started. And I did the press-on nail business because obviously I don't have the time to actually go into a salon and do someone's nails. So I started the press-on thing and it's been pretty good.
Nice. Do you offer your clients like manicures or stuff like that when you're on a boat, when you're on charter?
Nah. They usually come fully manicured and fixed. That's yeah.
True. Right? They got their hair done and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So now, since this is a show about diversity and discriminations mm-hmm. from time to time, I just, out of curiosity, have you ever experienced any discrimination on a boat or any microaggressions or slight racism or casual racism with your coworkers or captains?
Of course.
You know, it's like, what kind of question is that?
Nothing slight about it. Nothing slight about it, but I have experienced like extreme. And then I've experienced like innocent ignorance, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. So let me explain that one. I was like, I don't know, maybe a year into the industry. And there was this boat that I would frequent for like freelance work to do like day trips or whatever. And the girl that was on the boat, you can tell that she was genuinely curious about me because she wasn't from here. And you know, she was from France. She was young too. She was older than me at the time, but she was young. She was like 26. And one day she just asked me, she was like, do you find it hard? I was like, what are you talking about? Like, we weren't enemies or we weren't friends. We were just life in general. But no, she was like, do you find it hard, you know, in this industry being Black? And I'm like, I didn't quite know how to take
it. You already know the answer, you know?
Right. So, but me, I was like 21, 22 maybe.
Yeah.
And when she asked, I genuinely thought about it. And I was like, yeah, like it is hard because there's nobody that looks like me. I have nobody to relate to, but yeah, it is hard. And she was like, well, I'm asking because, you know, I don't see Black people in the industry. You're the first one I've seen. And when she said that, I was like, yeah, you're not the only one. Like, I'm the only one I've seen too. Like, I don't see anybody else who looks like me either.
Yeah.
But it was literally a question. I can tell she wasn't trying to be malicious. She wasn't trying to be mean. She was genuinely curious.
I appreciate that to me sounds more like a conversation that needs to be had. And sometimes it's just addressing the elephant in the room. And at least someone's curious and wants to ask, right? So I can appreciate those types of conversations. But there's...
Yeah.
Times where it's like I get the where are you from thing because I look Black but I look Latina, right? And then I sound like an American. Mm-hmm. So I get the where mm-hmm. are you from and I go San Diego. Okay, but where are you really
from? And they don't know
California.
What to do with that. Yeah.
But where in the United uh-huh. States? I'm American. Oh no, but where are you really from? And I'm just like,
yeah.
Like just ask it. What do you want to ask? Just ask me.
Yeah. Don't what? Beat around the bush. If ask you, me, like, what ethnicity am I?
Yeah, like, you want to hear me say I'm Black so you can, like, calm down and stop racking your brain trying to figure it out? Like, you know, it's just yeah. so annoying. Mm-hmm. Because they want to know, but where are your parents from? It's just, like, my mom's American. They want to know mm-hmm. what kind American is my mom. You know what I mean? Like, oh, your mom's American? But where is she from? And I'm like, Philadelphia. No, but where's she from? Like, okay, she's Black. Is that what you want to hear? Like, she's like sixth or seventh yeah. generation Black. She's an indigenous Black person. People, like, you know, like, I don't know how many generations removed from slavery we are, because I don't know that much about my grandfather's family. But it's just like, do you understand that we don't know what kind of black we are either, right? Like, so can you,
yeah, right,
drop it? Like, damn. And I got someone else said I'm so exotic looking, and I was like, well, I'm not a bird. I'm ethnically ambiguous. I am ethnically ambiguous. Yeah. I'm not exotic, because exotic is for an animal,
mm-hmm,
and I'm not an animal.
Right.
So I think those are instances of innocent ignorance, because they're just so intrigued. You look so different. Oh, you have, like, for you have an accent, you know? And I understand. Uh-huh. Sometimes it's just like, I don't owe you an answer. I don't have to tell you.
Right.
Like, why do you have the authority? Like,
I actually had.
Yeah, like, people actually, authoritative about it. Like,
with a captain who told me, so my last name is Aubrey.
Mm-hmm.
And Aubrey in the Bahamas is a white Bahamian last name.
Hmm.
And so I sent in my my resume, but I didn't send it in with my picture.
Yeah.
So I sent in my resume, and they called me back. And when I came to the boat, he looked at me and was like,
"You're black,
Aubrey?" I was like, "No," but this is his genuine reaction. He was like, "Aubrey?" I was like, "Yeah." I said, "We come in black." he like didn't know what to say.
Oh my
he
god!
Didn't know what to say, and I just started laughing because the genuine look of shock on his face when he saw me was like, I didn't know they came in black. like I didn't know there were black Aubreys. I was like, yeah, we come in black.
Oh my God, that's just so funny to me. It's just like, I mean, people just don't think. And it's a human nature for us to try to categorize people and put them in boxes. So when people can't figure you out, it just drives them crazy. You know, it's just like,
mm-hmm,
they need to know. But like, I just don't like when people come at you with that authoritative type of curiosity, like you have to tell me, like, you owe me an answer. It's like, because I'm very proud of my cultures, both of them, and like, it's personal to me, and there's a lot of pride, and it's very close to my heart. So sometimes it's very personal to talk about having, you know, being biracial and having interracial parents, you know. So I'm like, it's a whole story, it's a whole journey, and not everyone to me deserves to see that part of my heart and soul, you know. And people are like,
you must tell me.
I'm just like, I don't want to share something like so beautiful with you, because I don't know you, and right now I don't like you, you know. So for all the people watching out there that are not black and that are not people of color, can you please stop asking us what we are several different ways from Sunday? Like, it's none of your damn business, to be honest. It's none of your business. I don't walk up to you and be like, oh, what are you? And then you say, English. And I don't go, but where, like, what kind of English? Like, I'm not asking if you're Irish, Scottish, Scandinavian, or Russian. Like, I don't give a fuck. It doesn't matter. Like, this is all I
really
care about.
Doesn't.
Are you good at your job?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you competent? Are you efficient?
Mm-hmm.
Can you teach me something? That's all I care. I don't need to know where you're from before we can move forward in our work relationship. So again, to all your listeners out there, please mind your damn business. Mind your business. And, you know, mind your business.
That's all. Just mind your business.
Mind your business. Mind your business. Next time someone asks me, like, oh, where are you from? I'm going to be like, from Nanya. And they're going to be like, what? I'm like, Nanya business. That's such an old lady joke. That was a dad joke. Anyways, I'll have that edited out, because that's embarrassing. So how long are you going to be in the Bahamas?
The boat is based here, so like, the owners live here, and we're gonna be doing charters out of here, so it's gonna be here for until we go to the yard in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
So I think until maybe September, July, somewhere around there.
Do you get to go home, like to your house, and sleep off the boat when you guys are here?
I do. And right after I'm done with this interview, I'm going to go home.
Oh, man, that must be nice. And you have to come back tomorrow morning, or you have the weekend off?
I kind of have the weekend off, but I do have some stuff that I want to finish up here tomorrow because we have a trip coming up on Monday. All of the major work is done. Well, my major work is done. So I just have to do some final detail work tomorrow, but I can stay home if I want.
Nice. All right. Well, then I'm going to wrap this up and let you get home. Let you sleep in your own bed. It was really nice talking to you. Thanks for making time for me finally. It was really nice.
No problem. I am so sorry. So long.
It's totally fine. I understand.
Hello?
Are you there? Oh, no, you're frozen.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're frozen, but you look pretty. It didn't freeze in like a weird place.
Oh, good.
I hate when that happens. No, but I understand. I just joined a boat now, and I'm just like, how am I going to make time for this? You know, but
yeah,
we find time when we need to. So thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with your course that you're teaching or that your program that you put out. Let me know when I can promote it, when it's ready, when you're doing your giveaway. And
yes,
and you know, what's it called? What is it called again?
It's called Breaking Into the Yachting Industry.
Breaking
Into. And it's on Udemy.
Udemy. U-D-E-M-I. Yes.
E-M-Y.
E-M-Y. Udemy. U-D-E-M-Y.
Yeah, but it'll be all the information is going to be on the flyer. Katie and I are going to get together and push out that flyer as soon as possible.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. Chief Stewardess Ine Aubrey.
Thank you. The black one.
All right, my love. I'll talk to you soon, okay? All right. Thank you for joining us, everyone.